Hey, GWA. So, I thought about a follow-up to in this office series I've been talking about lately. And so, I'm actually here at work. I wanted a dose of realism. So I booked a conference room for my lunch hour, and I'm sitting here all by myself in this conference room, and sometimes I can see people passing by, and I'm going to tell you a dirty little story about what I've been thinking about all day. And so, where we last left off. What was he doing to me in a conference room? He was fucking me, even though I didn't want to. Bent over the table, getting ready to put his seed deep inside my pussy. When I had to go to a meeting immediately after. Feeling his semen drip down my thighs while I tried to pay attention. It was so hard. I didn't hear anything. And then, over the past week, he's been telling me to do little things. Nothing big. To wear a green skirt. To wear my hair down. To wear my hair up, to wear my lipstick darker. And I do them. Everything he tells me to do, with a yes, sir. And my pussy gets wet each time. I'm sitting there, and on my Outlook, a message pops up. I've been invited to a meeting, and it's him, and it's another coworker of ours, a woman. She's kind of my friend. We talk about going out, we talk about dates, life troubles, things like that. We're not close, we haven't gone out together. She's about my height. She's kind of thin, not very, very cute, very small. She's a very sweet woman, and I wonder why he's booking us all together. Before the meeting starts, he comes by my desk and he whispers in my ear that he's gonna be 20 minutes late. And when he walks in, he wants my fingers up her pussy when he walks in. And my mouth opens. I don't even know what to say. Where he's gonna punish me. And, oh my God, I wanna do it for him. The meeting comes too fast, and I'm there early, sitting there waiting for her to show up. I don't know what he told her, why she's in this meeting with us. She comes in and she smiles and she sits right next to me and we're waiting for him. I don't know how I'm gonna do this, but when I look at her, I want to do it. I want to touch her. I want to take her, almost like he took me. So, I tell her to sit next to me, and I roll my chair as close as I can. I could tell from her glance she thinks it's a little weird, but she doesn't say anything. And I ask her if she's been on any dates lately, and she tells me no, that she hasn't really had any luck. And I'm telling her she must be lonely, and she says a little bit. And I place my hand on her and I'm leaning close, and I'm asking her how lonely she is. And you could tell she's trying to pull back a little bit, trying to back away from me. Somebody's passing by the conference room. That was a fun little interruption. So, where was I? She was next to me. I put my hand on her. I was asking if she was lonely. My lips were close to her face. I could tell she was uncomfortable, kind of trying to pull away. I could feel the pull from where my hand was on her, but I didn't let her. I kept her close to me. I moved closer to her face. I kissed the side of her jaw, and she was telling me, "No, what are you doing?" And I told her to be quiet. And I told her how beautiful she was, and that I wanted to kiss her, and I wanted to touch her, and I did. She was so beautiful to me, and I wanted her. I wanted to take her the same way I had been taken. I wanted to please him. I wanted him to see that I had done what he wanted. I told her to open her mouth, and I kissed her, and I stuck my tongue inside deep. I was licking her. She moaned for me. I didn't realize it would be so easy. I don't know if I had been that easy for him when he fucked me. Was my resistance so soft? She tasted so good. I could taste her cherry lipstick, chapstick. I broke the kiss. I told her how good she tasted. I told her I wanted her. I wanted more. When she tried to push me away, I told her to stop. That I was gonna do it. That there was nothing she could do to stop me. It's like he was whispering in my ear, telling me what to say. Her hand grabbed my wrist, but she wasn't fighting me when I pushed my hand under her skirt. When I started caressing her thighs and urging her to move them wider. She was so, so soft. I moved her panties aside so I could touch her pussy. And she was wet. She was wet for me. I caressed her softly. And I wondered what she would taste like down there. I wanted to lick her pussy. She was breathing so hard. I did it hard. I shoved my fingers in. She gave a short yell. It startled me. I looked to the door, but nobody came in. I whispered in her ear, "Nobody can see us. Don't move." And I started fucking her with my fingers. She was so warm, so wet for me. I loved it. I loved it so much. I told her I wanted to fuck her, that I wanted to see her come on my fingers. And that's when the door opened. She tried to jerk up, and I tightened my hands on her. And he walked in, and he told me what a good girl I was. Yes, I was a very good girl. He told us, that I was his little slut. The look on her face, I don't know, I didn't feel ashamed of it. I liked it. My eyes were trained on his zipper. My fingers were still in her pussy. I would do whatever he wanted me to do. He came up behind her chair, and he told her that she was a naughty girl. And his hands reached between her thighs, and his fingers joined mine. She was practically crying, her eyes were watering, but she was moaning. She was getting wetter with both of us putting her fingers inside of her. He told her that she was a naughty girl, and he was gonna fuck her. And he pulled her up, and I held her hands when he pulled up her skirt. He pushed her on her back on the table, and I was still holding her hands. She barely struggled. It wasn't hard. It was so hot seeing him pull out his cock. I knew what it felt like in me. I knew what she was gonna feel with him fucking her, how he liked to fuck. I told her she was gonna enjoy it, and I kissed her. I kissed her to muffle it when she almost screamed when he slammed inside of her. Loved seeing him fuck her. I was watching his face, how excited he was. It was so good. She was begging him to stop, begging us to stop. But I just wanted him to come inside her. I wanted him to get her dirty too. I would lick it all up. He told me I was a good girl to come give him a kiss, and I did. I kissed him while he fucked her on the conference table. I told him, "Please, I want to see it. I want to see your seed all over her pussy. Fuck her." And he said that I was his good girl. He jerked out at the last minute, and he came all over her pussy. And I need to get out of this conference room. I hope you guys have sweet dreams.